See, it's David Smith, following up on my prior previous recording where I wanted to bring to your attention some important issues for the Askanim to take under consideration and immediately act upon them, and same for the Rabbanim and Rosh Yeshivas that are making decrees that the Yidden should show up for testing and must wear masks and so forth. And what I wanted to address, first of all, is to give you my email address, PassaicClarity@gmail.com. That's one word, Passaic, PASSAIC, Clarity, CLARITY, @gmail.com. You're more than welcome to email me with any questions or concerns or for further information. Regarding the strength with which I'm speaking to you and the determination to help you understand what's going on, I want to bring to your attention that that's entirely appropriate, because there's a general principle that if you're flying a plane, it requires six simultaneous errors to crash a plane. One is not enough. If those errors are being made, then it's the obligation of the junior officers on the plane to speak and shout out and scream out in the strongest, most direct way possible to tell the captain that he is making a mistake, and because of his mistake, he is going to crash the plane and kill everyone on the plane. There is no time for any type of language that would lead a person to not be clear as to what is being said. It's absolutely essential to speak clearly, and that is why I'm saying it with such takif, because we are dealing here with the Shluchei Yitzhahara, and it's absolutely essential to speak out very clearly without any type of doubt as to exactly what's going on. Now, since I made the first video, I did some more talking to people, and I got some more calls from different Askanim, and actually got some feedback on the first video. And what I hear is an astonishing level of excuses being made to justify what is being done to shepherd the Yidden into the terrible trap of compliance. Now, in Brooklyn, the excuse used by the Askanim is that they say that everyone has to wear masks, because if they don't wear masks, the mayor is saying he will close the shuls and the yeshiva. So therefore, mask wearing is required, and they must show everyone that they're taking very seriously the mask wearing and that they're committed to public health. And this, however, is the excuse used over there. Now, in other places, the excuse is an entirely different excuse, because the positive percentage is so high that therefore that's a different excuse in different communities. So there's a different excuse everywhere as to exactly why everyone must comply immediately. Now, going back to the masks for a second, I addressed that in my letter, and I do say that masks are an important issue on an individual letter, but they are a somewhat distracting discussion, because there's a much greater public health war against Pur Uvu and against Torah and against humanity going on here, that the masks are just one small aspect of that. However, there are people that say that wearing a mask is detrimental to their health, detrimental to their breathing. I hear from Hatzalah members that there are calls happening because of mask wearing, and many experts are saying that masks do not work or are harmful. So in that case, to force people to wear masks when they've come to the determination that for their individual health, it's in their best interest not to wear a mask, is 100% bullying. You are being bullied, and you are bullying other people to force them to wear masks when they don't think it's necessary, when they don't think it's required, when they don't think it's helpful, and when they think it's dangerous to their health. If you're going around your schools and telling people, wear a mask, because the government and the kids are saying that they can't breathe and it's harmful to them, then you are a bully. You are just a bully. Let's face it. Now, this is something is a very essential to understand, because when we understand it's bullying, we know that it can't be trusted. We're going to talk about that more in a second. Number two, in Lakewood and other places, the excuse is that because only the sick Yidden are getting tested, then this is bringing a percentage of positives up to 27-28%. And the governor is threatening to shut down the entire place, shut down the schools and the shuls for not wearing masks, and raid into the, I got a call that's they're saying the governor is going to raid into the shuls and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know you're dealing with a bully. Don't try to fool people and think that they're not dealing with a bully. It is a bullying situation over here, and you are being bullied and bullying other people. The game that you're being told to play is that if you test everybody and the people are healthy, then that's going to bring down the percentage of positives, and therefore you're somehow going to escape the gezeiras to close the shuls and the yeshivas. And this is just so false, because you think that by playing along with the governor's game, that the shuls and the yeshivas can be kept open. And here's the catch. The governor has already said that any school that has two children that test positive, and those two positive tests are unrelated, then the school has to be closed down. So by definition, if you are testing all your kids now, and then you're going to test them again in 2 weeks, which you're going to be required to do, and test them again and again and again, these schools will always be closed, because there will always be people that are going to be positive, and it's going to meet the governor's threshold. Now, by the way, the governor just made up those thresholds. He could change them at any time. You're jumping through the hoop he set right now. Two kids is enough to close a school. What happens when he changes it to one? What happens when he says, well, it doesn't have to, it could be zero, but if there's one person in the town that's positive, that's enough to close the schools and the shuls. And what when he says, well, there's no one positive, but just in case we have to close the shuls and the yeshivas. You've already bought into this entire bullying system, and you have no way out, because you've shown that you'll follow anything as long as they bully you enough. Now, the other point is that even a simple person could see that there's no way to outwit this public health governors, these public health governors, no matter how clever you think you are being. You think that you are so clever figuring out how you're going to outwit them, and you're going to overwhelm the numbers in a different direction. They are asking you to do this because it's to the benefit that they are seeking to gain over the Jewish community and over the state as a whole. They're not doing this because they're trying to help you keep the shuls and the schools open. They're doing this because they want to gain control of every single person in the name of public health, and you are falling into that. So you think that you're being clever and that you're over going to somehow outwit them, but I have news for you. The public health officials are way more clever than you. And in fact, they have books and manuals on this going back for decades. And they've actually done exercises and trial runs on how they're going to be able to get cooperation and compliance from the entire population for these type of pandemic responses. So you've been outsmarted. You're playing a chess game that they've already figured out all the moves in advance. And every move that they're telling you, oh, by the way, this is the move you should make because this is the best move for you to make, that's the move they want you to make. And the people around you that are advising you and all the echo chamber that you hear, we better do this because it's the only way out, that's part of the chess move that's been suggested to you, because that's the chess move they want you to make. Mate, they want you to make that chess move till they can get you into check. And then, God forbid, into checkmate. So here's the thing to see. The actions that you are taking are precisely the actions the public health officials want you to take. So how clever can you really be if you are doing everything they tell you to do? It's unbelievable. While you're doing it, the very things they're telling you to do, you are telling yourself and others that you're extremely clever because you're doing what they told you to do. You're doing it because you're doing what they told you to do as a way of outwitting the very people that are telling you to do what to do, and you're doing what they said to do. And you think you're so clever because you're doing it to outwit them. Hello? Hello? It's not a brilliant strategy. It's a Rachmanis that you have fallen into this thinking trap, that by doing everything they say, exactly the way they say it, you are outwitting them. They have outsmarted you. That is the only answer, because you're doing everything they want you to do. Now, I mentioned before that they can change the rules at any time. You are now conforming and complying, get everyone scared to wear masks, and everyone scared to keep away from family members, and everyone scared to stand in the corners for Simchas Torah. And maybe even if you will keep your shuls open for Simchas Torah, because you might say it's a minhag ba'alma, and since b'koch nefesh is deicha everything, then chas v'sholom, this is what people are starting to say and write. Rachmana litzlan. Even in Russia, the danger of evading the forces of this cult of scarcity over there, they went to shul and Simchas Torah and danced together because they knew it was essential for their survival. And yet here, people are already trying to shut that down in the name of public health. But they'll change the rules at any time. So you are already willing to follow a mere phone call from the governor saying that he'd like you to do something, or from his office. It doesn't have the force of law. It doesn't have the force of an executive order even. They could just make any standard they want. Test now, test again. You are just following everything they say. And they know how to get you to do it, because the proof is they are getting you to do it every step of the way. So the new rules could be, you know, changing the, raising the standard, one kid in a school, one kid in a community, anything could be used to close it. And in Muncie, of course, we see that they're running around telling people to wear masks, using loudspeakers, terrifying people that the media is watching and coming to report, instead of saying to America what every American wants to hear, which is that masks are not necessarily helpful to everybody. There's plenty of science that says it's not helpful, and people are not wearing it because it's not necessary. They've already had coronavirus. They've already been exposed to it, or whatever their personal individual health reason that justifies them doing what's right, which first and foremost, as someone pointed out to me, an intelligent non-Jew, he said, why is anyone in America even having a discussion about masks? People have dropped to such a low level that the intelligent people in America are debating masks. There's nothing to discuss. Masks are not open for discussion. Human beings don't wear masks. That's the end of the discussion. Just a few weeks ago, Yusei Maskanim and people that are listening to this recording, you were talking about how the governors were so terrible and how they killed so many people by putting people into nursing homes. People died so unnecessarily. They wouldn't let the visitors in. They blocked hydroxychloroquine. They're being anti-Semitic, pursuing the Jewish community, closing the camps, closing the schools, targeting the Jews in public. And all of a sudden, you're telling the community that they should listen to these same governors and mayors. What happened all of a sudden? Why yesterday were these governors and mayors so terrible in your estimation, the way you described them? And all of a sudden, they must be worked with, because the best way to get what you as the Askanim want, and we're asked to believe that if the only we do what they are told to do, what we're told to do, then the governors will keep the shuls and yeshivas open. What all of a sudden made it that now you are telling us that we should feel safe working with the very same people that a few weeks ago you were telling everyone that they are totally unworkable? And I'm not going to repeat here in the recordings the type of things that I've heard said about people who actually tried to negotiate with some of these governors and government officials about their mentality and the way the public health mentality works. But it's well known among yourselves. So why all of a sudden are you saying now the right thing to do is to follow these very same people that led so many people, according to your own statements, into actual death? What happened to you? Why are you doing this now? Now, I think you know why, because you're being bullied and you can't see any way out. So you have to realize, of course, that there are three proofs over here that you are being falling into a trap. Number one, these people are using bullying techniques. They are bullying you, they are attacking you, and you see that it's happening. Number two is you've already determined that they are not working with the best interest of people in the forefront of their minds. You would call them Rishayim. So number one, they're Rishayim. Number two, they're bullying you. And number three is they're telling you there's only one way out. That, my friends, is the definition of a trap. You don't have to know anything about science. You don't have to know anything about medicine. You don't have to know anything about anything. All you need to know is that if you're dealing with a person that you've identified already, according to your common sense, is not there to help you, is not working in your best interest, is not working in the best interest of the people, has led to the deaths of tens of thousands of people based on their policies, is bullying you and telling you there's only one way to get out of their bullying, then you're in a trap. And the only way to get out of that trap is to do the exact opposite of what they're telling you to do. The exact opposite of what they're telling you the only way out is to get out of the trap, but is not by following the narrow chute that they're putting you into. This is the terrible, terrible mistake that's being made right now. And they know, and you know too. You really do know, because you could tell me all kinds of reasons why the 27% and how you're going to do this. And like I said before, all these complicated, clever ideas. But you know you're in a trap, and you know you're just doing it because you're being bullied. And the only thing that you need to do is be honest about it and tell people, hey, we've been trapped, and you just give up. Why don't you just quit these positions? If you can't figure a way out other than the way that the government is telling you is the only way out, then say to the government, I'm sorry, this is, as the governor of New Jersey said, that the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the United States is beyond his pay grade. You are following a person who doesn't even understand the Bill of Rights according to his own statements. He doesn't understand what your freedoms are and what your rights are. You're following him. So answer him back. Say, I'm sorry, Mr. Governor, this is above your pay grade. Your own pay grade, meaning you, the Askin, or whoever's listening to this. It's above your pay grade. You can't get involved. Just step out of the picture. Don't be used out for this. Right now, Montreal, the shuls that complied were raided on Yom Kippur. New Zealand and Australia are being shut locked down. Israel's being locked down. Many, many different countries are being locked down completely. The mayor of London doesn't want family members to visit each other. In Montreal right now, the police are patrolling the streets and preventing people from leaving their houses. They're in a 28-day lockdown. This is what is intended for New Jersey and the United States of America, and for New York, and for California, and for every single state. So why are you facilitating that? Why are you allowing that to happen? Why are you making it easy for the governor to take the next step and the next step and the next step? Why? We see the writing on the wall. We can look around the world. We know exactly what the public health agenda is. You don't have to look anywhere other than just see what's happening in the world. So why are you making it easier and easier for them to do it? Why are you lining up the people that look to you for guidance and telling them to go get tested? Why? Take a look at that. Don't just take a look at it. Immediately call back all your pronouncements. Call back the people and tell them, don't go, don't go, don't go. You made a mistake. Have the humility to admit you made a mistake. Then you'll watch what will happen. The bully will get even more bullying. And then you'll know that you're dealing with an even worse bullier than you ever imagined. But the bullying is gonna happen anyways. So your only way out is to maintain your dignity, to maintain your self-respect, and to maintain the safety and the self-respect for the respect of the Yidden, and explain instead with pride and determination to the governors and to the public health officials that this has nothing to do with Judaism, it has nothing to do with health, it has to do with public health. And public health is a war against Torah, it's a war against Yiddishkeit, it's a Veda Zora. It has no basis in Torah whatsoever. It has the idea of crushing the individual for the sake of the klal. And that is socialism, Marxism, communism, Nazism. Every one of those terminologies applies to this. This is what it is in its core. And not just in its core, in its implementation. So get the point, get the message. Finally, I just want to mention to you, the kol achinef l'rasha seif neifel biyadei chas v'shalom. Don't think that if you're going to chinef l'rasha, that anything else is going to happen. Neifel biyadei. Right now you think you're clever. You're not. You're not clever at all. You're making a terrible mistake. And may the Eibishter to have rachmanis on you and your families and your communities to recognize what you're leading them into and stop saying there's no other way out. The only reason there's no other way out is because you've set rules in your head that the governor is telling you are the rules, that you have to play by certain rules, you have to follow certain rules, and that's the only thing you could do. And the only way out is to follow the governor and the mayor and the public health authorities and whoever else comes against you. Those are rules that you created in your own head. They're not the rules of Torah, and they're not the rules of Hashem, Yisbarach, who does not set those rules. He sets his own rules, which you are not following when you decide to replace his rules with the rules of the governors. So if you tell yourself, well, you can't do anything because what the media is going to say and what the people are going to say, that's because you don't understand the people of America, that they want to see leadership. They want to see people standing up proudly and explaining exactly why they are not submitting to a tyranny of public health. And when you go and explain that to the non-Jews, you will see that you have such incredible support. Instead of cowering in fear and increasing the power of the governor by giving in to him and encouraging him to be even more powerful, he's not powerful. You've just subjugated yourself to his to power he doesn't have. The governor doesn't even have this power. This is not even within the realm of power that the governor has in the United States of America. But you are benighting him. You are bestowing on the governor power that he does not have. It's a tragic. It's a really, really tragic. Taking a country that's been so good and the place that we fled to and so many of our families fled to from tyrannies, and then to volunteer to turn it over into a tyranny here is a true tragedy. And you are accountable and responsible for the way that you're volunteering to do that and turning other people in your community over into that. So the answer is, if you clear your head of all your rules, it'll be clear to you exactly what's best for your health, your family's health, and for your community's health. What's best for Ruchnius, what's best for Gashmius. And it does not involve giving more power to the governors, does not involve to turning over the decisions of whether your schools and shuls stay open to a governor, does not involve turning the decisions in your life over to a test or to a doctor or to a public health authority. It only involves davening, being mispalel to the Eibishter, that he should have rachmanis on his beautiful tzayin, that is so tzmimistic as to follow you as an askan, you as a rav, you as a rosh yeshiva, and you as a rosh ma'isid, who has the ability to lead them to the Eibishter, and instead is leading them to the governors, rachmana litzlan, and ask the Eibishter should help you correct what you've done, and correct the panic that you've sown, and correct the way that you've beaten up the people into subjugating themselves on behalf of the governor that you've beaten them up. Instead, ask the Eibishter for rachmanas. Turn to the people and apologize. And if they'll still have you as a leader, then lead them in the direction of true ability to serve the Eibishter, which is never flinching and never compromising on service of Hashem Yisbarach, learning Torah b'rabim, in person, with close distance from each other, with a Rebbe and Talmid, non-stop, and with mikvahs that are open to all women, and school, everything that the way it's supposed to be, and businesses, everyone able to function and make a parnasa and make a living, because that's what every human being needs. That's the way to lead the people. And if you won't, if you decide to stay as a representative of the governor and spread fear and bring about compliance, then you will be replaced, and you are being replaced by new leaders that are standing up, who are willing to say what the Torah says. You know who those leaders are? Those leaders are the individual Yidden, the men, women, and children who see how they've been led astray and how they are being led astray, and they are making the decisions. They are able, and they have the clarity of mind to be able to see what's right and wrong. They are the leaders. And there's thousands of them, and there's tens of thousands of them, and there's hundreds of thousands of them, there's going to be millions of them. And that's the new reality that we live in. So, Mitzvah Hashem, you could be one of those simple people, and be one of those people that will choose the right things and see what the right thing to do is, which is always to know that the Eibishter is taking care of us, and we do not have to, and we have a responsibility not to follow the instructions of a bully. No matter what he's telling us, no matter how well he's convincing us it's for our own good, you have to know that it's a trap, and the only way out is to say, reject the bully, reject the advances of the bully, reject the authority of the bully, and then you have the freedom to continue to be in your relationship with the Eibishter. That is what our lives are about right now. You should have a good Yom Tov, a Freilichen Yom Tov, a Yom Tov of Emes, a Yom Tov of Emes, when you have the clarity to say and do what's right without regard to whether any other Askan, Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, or anyone is going to speak up with you. It's irrelevant. Go ahead and do what's right, because that's why you're here. Good Yom Tov.